Mark chapter number 1 and verse 40. The Bible says, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And straightway charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou, say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." Verse 45, our scripture text, "But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter." Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. The Bible here says, he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad. I want to preach this morning on a blaze for God. A blaze for God. You may be seated. Everybody knows what it is, a blaze is, right? A fire. Amen. Everybody knows what that is, right? To be ablaze. That'd be on fire, right? Is anybody in the house this morning on fire for God? Ablaze for God. We need to be, don't we? If we ever lived in a day and hour where it was really cold, and I'm not talking about the temperature, and it was cold this morning, but if we ever lived in a day and hour where men's hearts was cold and away from God, and it seemed like that the scripture that says, because iniquity would abound, the love of many would wax cold. How many know this morning, if you're going to keep your love on fire, you got to stir that fire a little bit every once in a while. The Bible says that the Apostle Paul said, I put you in remembrance so that you would stir up the gift of God that is within you. Amen. He wants you, and it's God's will for us to stir up that gift of God that's in us. It's simple here this morning in this scripture reading that we read. This man had received a very notable miracle from God. God had did something great in his life. Can you see that? He was a leper, and God had cleansed him, or Jesus had cleansed him from his leprosy. God had did something great in his life. And the scripture says that he went and began to publish it much and blaze. Isn't that wonderful how the scripture uses that word blaze right there? And blaze abroad. He lit a bunch of fires. Hallelujah. He was ablaze for God. He was on fire for God because God had did something great in his life. Now I want to see a show of hands this morning if you're here and God has done something great in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every one of us have to be honest this morning and say, God's done something great in my life. God's did something great for me, wonderful for me. This man was a leper. He was not allowed to go around people. He hadn't received the touch in a long time. Anybody that touched him became unclean. Anything he touched became unclean. He had to stay in certain quarters. He was quarantined. Amen. He was kept away from his family. He was kept away from his friends. He was kept away from everybody. My God had changed his life in such a way that everything in his life was different now. Now I want you to know, God has changed my life in such a way that everything in my life is different now. Can I get a witness this morning? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? The Bible says he began to blaze abroad the matter. Now I want to ask you a question this morning. What's the matter? Not with what you would think that phrase is, you know. If I was to say to you, what's the matter, then you would actually think something is wrong. But the Bible here says that he began to blaze abroad the matter. So I'm going to ask you, what's the matter? In other words, what's got you so on fire for God, sir? Here he come. The Bible said he was blazing abroad. Now I'm preaching on a blaze for God. What's the matter, sir? I was a leper. I was on the outside of the gate. I couldn't be around nobody. I had such problems in my life, everything I touched went bad. Anybody ever felt that way? Sin will turn your life up so much. Matter of fact, leprosy is a type of sin, or is a it's sin is like leprosy. It spreads, it eats, it takes away, it separates. Amen. The Bible says that they was to, when they was cleansed, because God would allow the human body to cleanse them of leprosy at times. Sometimes they would, things happen, you know, or anything, and everything would be all right. And so they was to go and give this sacrifice to the priest, and they was to make a sacrifice there, and the priest was to declare them clean. And so that's what Jesus said here. He said, don't say nothing. He said, just go and show yourself to the priest and offer to them, amen, those things that Moses commanded for your cleansing, for a testimony unto them, to show them that I have really worked in your life. And he began to go, amen, and spread it abroad. He began to tell everyone. I'm telling you, when God has done something great in your life, you can't keep it quiet. We shouldn't keep it quiet. We should tell, amen, of the goodness of God and what God has done for our life. The Lord needs some people to be ablaze for God in 2016. On fire for God. Hallelujah. God still works. God still does miracles. God still does great things. He still saves, delivers, and heals. Amen. We need to blaze abroad what God has done in our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'd like to preach to you for a little while on a blaze for God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 66 and verse 16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Do you have a testimony this morning? Do you have something that you can share that God has done for you? Has God ever saved you? Has he ever healed you? Has he ever picked you up in the nick of time? Has he ever turned your life around? My Lord, we ought to tell it. This world needs to hear it. There's people that need to hear the gospel. Amen. The gospel that's spread abroad in our heart and our life. Amen. We don't need to close it in. We don't need to hide it. Amen. This man, he was told to hide it, but he couldn't hide it. I want to tell you why. The Lord said, don't say nothing. When you really got something from God, you can't hide it. You've got to tell it. You've got to testify. Somebody's going to see that something's the matter with you, that there's been a change in you. Somebody wrote a song, said, there's been a change in me. Hallelujah. Change in me. I'm not the man that I used to be. I'm not the woman that I used to be. That man wrote that song, said they went back to the old house where they used to live, and said his little boy went and hid behind the door because he was an alcoholic and drunk. He had beat on his wife and boy when he come in. And they moved after he got saved, and said they went back into the area and wanted to go back and see the old house where he was, and said his little boy was a lot older, but said it's like something got a hold of him, and he ran and hid behind the door like he used to. And he said he saw his little boy hiding behind the door, and he realized what he was doing. He said, come on out, son. He said, you've got a different daddy now. You don't have to worry about me. I'm not going to beat on your mama no more. I'm not going to go crazy on you because I've been changed. I've been set free. And I'm telling you, when you're different, God changes your heart and life. Amen. There is a difference, and we need to be ablaze for God. Hallelujah. And tell others what God has done for us instead of hiding it. Hallelujah. That's what the psalmist here said. Come and hear, all you that fear God, and I will declare unto you what God has done for my soul. I'm not going to tell you about the latest fashion. I'm not going to tell you about the most popular Hollywood movie. I'm not going to tell you about everything that's brand new, the new car. I've got something far better. It's the change in my life. It's that the Lord has set me free. The Lord has done a work in my life. The Lord has touched me, and I'll tell you what He's done for me. Thank God. The Bible says that they called him in Acts chapter number 4. Acts chapter 4 and tells us that they beat him. They told him, said, don't say nothing else. And verse 19, Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you, then unto God judge ye. Said, you can figure out if it's right to listen to God or listen to you, but said, you just judge that. Said, but we cannot but speak the things which we've seen and heard. We can't help but tell what we've seen and heard. I want you to know, amen, when God's done a work in your life like He did for this leper, changed his life, amen, turned his whole world around, fixed everything that was wrong in his life and cleansed him of this leprosy, no wonder he was on fire for God. Now I know people right here in this church that God's done great things in your life, wonderful things in your life. We need to be ablaze for God. The Bible said in 1 John 1 and 1 that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. I want you to know, are you ablaze for God this morning? We need to be ablaze for God, a living testimony. This man come out of that meeting with Jesus, amen, where the Lord had cleansed him, and he was on fire for God. Now I want you to know, when God's done something in your life, and God's changed your life, and changed your attitude, and everything's better, we ought to be on fire for God, and ablaze for God. Amen, the Lord wants us to be on fire for God in this world. That's what the world needs to hear. The world is not looking for a fancy song. They've got plenty of them. They're not looking for a fancy sermon because they got plenty of them too. But what the world needs is somebody that's burning up for the Lord and on fire for God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that burning bush that Moses saw on the backside of the desert. Here was this man that had been out there in the desert for many years leading sheep. They wasn't nothing he ain't seen. Is anybody here today said they ain't nothing I ain't seen? I've seen it all. I can hear Moses saying, I've seen it all. Nothing surprises me. I've seen it all. I've been too many places, been too many in situations. I've seen it all. Amen. But here was this bush that wasn't burning up. It was on fire, but it wasn't burning up. I tell you, he saw something he ain't never seen before. And I'll tell you, the world may think they've seen it all, but they can see something in you and me that they've never seen before. And that's a life on fire for God, and that don't burn out. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people that have New Year's resolutions. There's a lot of people that say, I ain't going to smoke no more. I ain't going to drink no more. I ain't going to party no more. Amen. And they do it for a while, but all of a sudden they go back. Amen. But when God gets a hold of your life, can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. It makes a difference and a change. And that's what the world needs to see. And that's what the world is looking for. Amen. As somebody that is ablaze for God and don't burn out. That burning bush, it didn't burn out. It was consumed, but it didn't go out. Moses said, I'm going to turn aside, and I'm going to see this great sight. This bush is on fire, but it's not burning out. It's not going out so quick. Amen. And that's what the world has to see in us. Amen. It's a lasting fire. Amen. That burns on Monday just like it burns on Sunday. That burns on Tuesday just like it burns on Sunday. Amen. That burns on Friday just like it burns on Sunday. Hallelujah. Somebody somebody that's on fire and solid. Amen. I'll tell you, sometimes the world don't know what to do with somebody that's on fire for God. What happened to you, they said. He was on fire for God. He began to publish the matter. The Bible said in John chapter 1, verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Hallelujah. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. We're not the light. We're just sent to bear witness of the light. He's the true light, Jesus Christ. They say of Smith Wigglesworth, amen, y'all probably heard of that old Pentecostal preacher that God used in a lot of ways at the turn, amen, of the last century. And he said that God told him, said, I'm going to burn you up, Smith, where they won't see you, but they'll see me. He said, I'm going to put you on fire where nobody will even see you, but they'll just see me. And I believe that God did that in his life. The Bible said, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was of he of whom I spake. Amen. And he bare witness of him. John was bearing witness. And I'll tell you, that's what we must do. We must bear witness. We're like a mirror reflecting the sun. Hallelujah. The sun can shine out there. You put a mirror and shine the sun in here. And I'll tell you what, there's places, amen, that people won't come to church. People won't never sit in the house of God. Amen. But you can go to them and set the world on fire with your gospel and with your smile and with your message and what God's done for you. I ask you again, has God did anything great in your life? Amen. If he has, we need to be ablaze for God, on fire for God. If the world ever needed somebody to be ablaze for God, it is right now. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 20 that Jeremiah got in such a state with God, he felt like God had let him down. Have you ever felt like God's let you down? Jeremiah was called of God from the womb. He was called to be a prophet from a child. God laid his hand on him and told him, said, when you was in your mama's belly, I called you. And Jeremiah was a light for God. Amen. But it seemed like it wasn't working. It seemed like his message wasn't working. Been there before. Amen. Why go on? Why continue on? That's what the devil will do. He'll put your focus on the wrong place. Amen. Think, why serve God? It's not working. That's what Jeremiah was doing. Matter of fact, Jeremiah said, Lord, you deceived me. Amen. You gave me this message and it has went bad for me instead of good for me. And the Bible said that Jeremiah said, I said, I won't speak no more of him. I won't speak no more in his name. Amen. I'll just be quiet. I'll never say nothing else. I won't even mention him. But the Bible says that Jeremiah said, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I couldn't stay. What Jeremiah said, amen, I got in a bad situation in my relationship with God, and I said, I'm just going to go ahead and give up, and I'm never going to tell another soul of what the Lord has done for me, because it's not working out. Instead, it's making it worse on me. He said, but when I shut my mouth, he said, fire started burning in my bones and I couldn't be quiet. Now, I want to tell you something this morning. Amen. When you get that fire in your bones and when you get that Holy Ghost fire way down in your soul, the world can't stop you from telling it. Nobody else can stop you from telling it. Nothing can work. Amen. Nothing will shut you up. Nothing will stop the fire of God in your life. Amen. When the fire of God gets in your heart and soul, amen, you'll be ablaze for God. I'm telling you, we need some young people that's ablaze for God. Have you ever seen young people on fire for the devil? They don't care what you say. They don't care what you think. Amen. They don't care to argue. They don't care nothing. I'll tell you what, we need some young people that's on fire for God. We need some people that's on fire with the Holy Ghost. And when that Holy Ghost gets down in your heart and soul, everybody in the world can tell you to be quiet. And you can't be quiet. Amen. How can you be quiet when there's fire down in your bones? They tell the story of H.B. Garlock, who was a missionary to the cannibal tribes in Africa. Him and his brother-in-law, A.N. Trotter. And H.B. Garlock is out there. And this is many years ago. He's been dead and gone for years. I would say probably the late 30s, early 40s. And he's over there, and one of those cannibal tribes come in there to his area and kidnapped a little boy, and they felt that time was of the essence to rescue him. And so he went out and went with this rescue party to try to reason with this cannibal tribe. And in his book, Before We Kill and Eat You, this story is in there. And that's what he wrote the book about. And then he tells a lot of his missionary adventures and stories and miracles that took place there. But he goes out and they capture them. And him and this rescue party is disarmed and taken in there before. And they've got this fire built. And some of y'all may have heard the story or read it. They got this fire built where all of them are standing around and everybody's there and this fire is built. And they come, and he's the only white man there, and they come, and they lay this stick down. They're just chanting in this foreign language. He don't know his interpreter, and they come, and they lay this man's walking around with this stick, and they come and laid it at the missionary's feet. And he turned to his interpreter and said, "What'd they say?" They said something to him. He said, "They said, before we kill and eat you, do you have anything to say?" And he said that I picked up that stick, and I fell on my knees and began to pray, and he said, "The Holy Ghost began to speak through me, and I began to speak in another tongue." You can read it in that book. And he said, "I began to speak in the heavenly language." And he said, "When I opened my eyes," he said, "that whole tribe was on their knees weeping and crying." He said, "I went to my interpreter and said, 'What's going on?' He said, 'I don't know.' He said, 'But you just preached the gospel to them in their own language." Amen. What it was, the power of God had got a hold of him, got a hold of his tongue. Amen. And they laid that stick down and said, "Before we kill and eat you, do you have anything to say?" And the power of God got a hold of a living testimony that wasn't afraid to light a fire for God. Now, I'm here to tell you, if you're not afraid to light a fire for God and to be a blaze for God, there's no telling what God will do in your life. There's no telling what will do in your family. There's no telling what God will do in your children. There's no telling what God will do in your workplace. Amen. What the world needs is somebody like this man in our scripture text that had a real experience with God. He knew he had an experience with God. Nobody could talk it out of him. Nobody could convince him different. "I used to be a leper. Amen. I'm no longer a leper. Now I'm on fire for God." And I'm telling you, if somebody, a man, woman, boy, or girl, amen, caught on fire for God, hallelujah, they said they gave awards to H.B. Garlock and his brother-in-law, and they said, they claimed that they helped stamp out, amen, the acceptance of cannibalism in the whole continent of Africa. I don't know, amen, but that's claimed in that book. But regardless of the fact they didn't kill and eat him, he came home, amen, and lived and preached for many years after that. Why? Because he was ablaze for God. Amen. And nothing matters in that dark time unless you're ablaze for God. Hallelujah. Nothing matters. Amen. When you get in, he said, "Don't even think about what you're going to say." He said, "Because the Holy Ghost will speak for you. The Holy Ghost will tell you what to say in that hour." Hallelujah. What is it? A blaze for God. It makes me think about that very popular story in the Bible that the man was blind from his birth, and his disciples said, "Who sinned, this man or his parents?" He said, "Neither one." Amen. But for the glory of God was this man born blind. He healed him. They called him in to the Pharisees. Amen. The scribes, they said, they called his parents in and said, "Was this your son?" He said, "Yes, our son." Y'all know the story. Hallelujah. And they called him in and said, "He's of age. Ask him." They ask him all these questions. Amen. "Is this man that healed you a prophet? Is he the Messiah? Who is he?" He said, "I don't know if he's a prophet. I don't know if he's the Messiah." He said, "But one thing I do know." Come on, somebody. He said, "I used to be blind, but now I see." Now, I'm here to tell you, I can't tell you all the ins and outs of Christianity. I can't explain to you why everything's happened in your life. I can't explain to you why there's hypocrites in the church. I can't explain to you why God lets things happen and we suffer in pain when we're really sincere. But one thing I do know, amen, that he saved me when I was lost, that he's healed me when I've been sick, and that he's comforted me when I've been down. Amen, that he's answered prayer time and time and time again. I can't tell you everything, but I can tell you this. I used to be a leper, and I'm no longer
longer a leper is what he said. I used to be blind, but now I see. Sometimes I wish I could explain it. Sometimes I wish there was a 10-step book you could give to everybody and say, here, read this, and you'll understand all the Bible. You'll understand all the Scripture. You'll understand all the ways of God. But friend, it's not that way. But I can tell you, amen, just like I can't understand how a black cow can eat green grass and give white milk. Amen. I can't understand how red blood from Calvary took my black heart and washed it white as snow and took my mind that was all going astray and took my life that was going downhill and turned it around and has healed my children time and time again and has moved in my life over and over again. I'm telling you, church, is anybody ablaze for God this morning? Do you know what God did for you? Somebody wrote a song, said, I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. My father-in-law, amen, pastoring in Virginia, was out there working. Amen. Some old rough guys out there working, carrying on. Somebody said, preacher, said, oh man, you're a preacher. He said, I'm sorry, I wouldn't have been cussing, carrying on. Said, you know, you being a preacher. He said, that's, you know, that's what, whatever, all that. He said, what type of preacher are you? He said, I'm a Pentecostal preacher. He said, oh. He said, man, I don't know what that is. He said, but I had an old buddy used to run with us and drink with us and drug and carry on. And said his mama was a Pentecostal lady. And said he went down there to that Pentecostal church and said, all I can tell you. He said he left us on Friday drinking and partying and cussing. And said he came back on Monday, cleaned up. I mean, wouldn't cuss, wouldn't carry on. Said now he's doing good, got his family back. He said, and all I know is that he went down to that old, hallelujah, that old time church. He said, I've never been there. Amen. My father-in-law said, sir, if you'd come, God do the same for you. God change your life. He'd clean up your tongue. He'd put your home back together. He'd fix your broken heart. I'm telling you, I serve a God that's able. Can I get a witness this morning? I serve a God that's on the throne this morning. He still breathes on the church. He still moves in heart. He still binds up the brokenhearted. He still pours in the oil and the wine. He still sets them on his own beast and takes them to an inn. He still pays the innkeeper, amen, for every bit of the charge. Amen. You know that story of the Samaritan where the Levite passed by and the priest passed by. They passed by because they couldn't help them. Now I want to tell you, religion won't do nothing for you but make you miserable in your sin. My God. Amen. But old time salvation has a way of setting us on the rock and establishing our going and putting a new song in our heart, even praise unto our God. Wait a minute, who is that guy? That's that old leper. That every time anybody get close, see, it was an order they had to holler at, unclean, unclean, unclean. You know, anywhere they had to go, unclean, stay away from me, unclean. If they wanted to live, they had to tell everybody unclean. Who is that man over there talking to him? That's that old leper. Well, I didn't hear him say unclean. What's he talking to them about? Get a little closer. All I know is this man named Jesus came walking down the road one day. I had heard of all that he had done. And all I know is that he touched me while I was still a leper. He touched you? Hey, there ain't nobody going to touch you when you're a leper. I'm telling you, you said ain't nobody going to touch me when I'm in my sin. Nobody cares for me. Amen. The Lord will touch you. He said I was shackled by a heavy burden. Amen. I was shackled by a heavy burden. But he touched me. And now I am made whole. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Hallelujah. Can you hear the leper? He's on fire for God. He gets through with that when he goes to another one. All of a sudden, he set the whole place on fire so much that Jesus couldn't even go anywhere in secret no more. Hallelujah. He had to go out in the desert places because it was so famed abroad what God had did for him. I'm talking about on fire for God this morning. Ablaze for God. Don't be ashamed. You go to work. Don't be ashamed to tell them about Jesus Christ. There'll come a day when the world's on fire. There'll come a day when they'll run to the rocks and the mountains and say, fall on us. I was at a place the other day and had to take care of some stuff and be with somebody for a while. He said, preacher, I don't mind if I, you know, don't feel bad if I start cussing. I said, well, don't feel bad if I start praising God then. I said, because something about it, somebody starts cussing, I just all of a sudden start praising God. Hallelujah. Woo, there wasn't much cussing that night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about we don't have to be ashamed of the gospel. We don't have to be ashamed of God. Look at what God has done in my life. I was a leper. You tell me to be quiet. I was blind and you tell me not to tell nobody. I was lame. My family was falling apart. Look at what God's done for me. We was going broke. Look at all what God's done. What has He done for you? What has God done for you? What has God done in your life? The world wants you to just be quiet about it. The Bible said He spread it abroad. Stand together with me this morning. Sister Bethany's going to help me on the piano. Hallelujah. I'm preaching this morning, or I preached on a blaze for God. There's people in this place this morning. God wants you to be a blaze for Him. The Lord's a healer this morning. The Lord can touch. Amen. There's those here I'm going to pray for that God will touch and heal. If you have a need in your life, God's able. Amen. You got a need in your family, God's able. Hallelujah. God can do it. Hallelujah. There's nothing God cannot do. God can meet your need. Hallelujah. You come too late to tell me, amen, that God don't turn things around. You come too late to tell me that God don't hear the cry of mamas and daddies that plead with Him. Amen. That Syrophoenician woman came. He said, amen, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She said, I may be a dog, but I'm your dog. Hallelujah. He said, woman, great is thy faith. Go thy way, be it even unto thee, even as thou wilt. The Bible said that her daughter was made whole the selfsame hour. Now you get that, the devil went out of that girl and Jesus never saw that girl according to the scripture. You talking about the power of God? I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of prayer this morning. I believe God's able. There's nothing God can't do. If you have a need this morning, we'll pray for you this morning. Sister Bethany's going to sing it. We want to pray. Amen. God is still on the throne this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. God's still on the throne. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power shall put my heavy burden. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.